Even though we might not agree with them, it's okay to agree to disagree and love each other at the end of the day. Yes. And when you go to bed, I love you. Mm-hmm. Give them that kiss. Mm-hmm. Pray pray about the situation. Yes.
And keep going.
And keep going.
Because it's hard. And if, marriage is hard sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because we all are evolving and we all are growing. It gets hard, you know. Mm-hmm. And so you have to, the love is real. We were talking with another couple about how, you know, sometimes as you have your 20-80 where, you know, you can, or you can have the 30-70 or the 50-50 with your spouse. Like, oh, you know, man, but he's giving you 70% and you're only giving him 30. And it's like, man. And then and sometimes you have that, you might have that 100 where you guys are both are on the same page with the love thing. But love is, as long as it stays there, that is what the Bible says, love never fails.
Right.
You know, love never fails. And I remember a time where growing in marriage, I had a situation where me and my husband, we were together and he bought me this book. And the book was talking about like love. And he was like, I got you this book. And he was, and it was, I think it was T.D. Jakes' book. And it might have been Wanting to Buy It. I can't remember the book, but he got it. And I said, why'd you? He said, because I wanted you to heal from your past relationship.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Mm. See?
That's beautiful.
And sometimes we don't even know that it's still there.
I didn't even know it was still there.
But he saw it. In spite of all that,
he loved
you enough to want to help you heal.
Yes.
And that's the most important thing, you know. And that's what love is all about.
That's what it's all about. And I have that scripture, love never fails. True love never fails.
It never.
And it was bothering me, like, well, why did this fail? I was so scared that was going to fail. So I was bringing it into my marriage because I didn't want my marriage to fail. So I was like, and he was like, Lord, what can I do to help heal my wife?
That's it.
And when he did it, I said, I gave these books out to so many people, but I never really read it for myself.
Really?
And when I just sat down and read the book for myself, I said, oh my God, baby, what made you get? He said, because I wanted you to be whole. I wanted you to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, I love this.
He saw that.
We are each other's helpmate.
That's it.
We are each other's helpmate.
That's it.
One of the other things about us, Robin, that just, you know, allowed us to get to 43 years is that we have fun.
Yes!
Oh, girl, yeah.
Yes, this is what I love about you guys.
Thank you.
Laughter, the energy. You always have that positive energy and the joy that you bring. And this, just the, just your presence, your being is just joyful. You know what I mean?
Thank
you. And the energy that you, I don't think I ever seen you guys not smiling and laughing having a good time. And I've been knowing you for over 34 years or 33 or 5 years and always the same energy.
Well, of course, you know behind closed doors.
Yeah, come on.
Yes. It is what it is.
But because, you know, like I said, in having fun, we play games. I mean, backgammon.
I saw that when I called you guys.
We were.
You was playing backgammon. I said, I love that.
We
play it, you know, but we both.
We're both
competitors. You know, we love to win. You know, we love to challenge. Mm-hmm. You know, so it gets,
kind of tense a little bit.
But when it gets too tense, you know how to
fold it. Know when to bend them,
know when to hold them, and know when to fold them. Know when to walk away.
Yes, I love it.
It is what it is.
I love it, Rogers.
It is what it is. At the end of the day, and those types of things do happen, but it happens for a reason. So you learn to work through it.
Yes.
You learn to work through it.
Absolutely.
You know, we have this thing where I can look at him and read his mind and we just start laughing, or we'll say something and it's the same thing at the same time. Or we'll be doing something in the kitchen and I'd be like, you need some help with that? Because, you know, you ain't doing that right. I don't need no help. You know, we go into those little moles, and I can tell you what love got to do with it, or life with Eddie Murphy.
Yes.
You know, just the whole shebang. And, you know, we just get such good kick and a good laugh out of it, you know,
because
there's times when you don't know what a person's day has been like.
That's
but at the end of the day, it's just about making each other happy. I can walk around with an attitude, but I'm still gonna fix him a good dinner.
Exactly. And I think that's what's most important. So I know Brian always used to say, he said, babe, you make me laugh. That's important to be able to make your spouse laugh and to be able, and good. he cracks me up as well. So that is, it keeps it healthy.
Yes,
it keeps the laughter is
says about
medicine.
Me, like, oh, he cracks
it's
me
funny
up,
that you mm-hmm. say
but
that.
It's good. Mm-hmm. It's good.
I can't remember what me and Brian, we was at something at church, and me and Brian was sitting together. And boy, did we have a good time over there. Mm-hmm. And then we bonded at that moment, that relationship that Brian and I had as sister and brother. It's such a special relationship. Mm-hmm. And I mean,
he allowed you in.
We
because
laughed.
He trusts you. Because Brian,
laughed.
You know.
We laughed for a while over that girl, me and Brian.
Yes.
I don't know what I said, but girl, me and Brian.
but you know, Robin, she has this way of opening up people, reassuring them.
A safety.
You know? I mean, you know, even on her job, you know, people just, you know, she jokes, you know, but she makes people feel good.
Yes.
You know, now that she's away from that job, you know, there's people she hears, talk to the people there. People come in asking about it.
They call me.
I'm not going to come back here anymore. She's not here, you know.
Yeah. Wow. But it's just, because they were going for you because they needed you gave them something that they were missing.
Absolutely. Yeah, because
that's beautiful.
I had a young man come in one morning, and it was so funny. He came up to me. He says, you know what? He says, I just love your spirit. Mm-hmm. And I said, oh, thank you. He says, you know what? He says, when I'm feeling down, I come here. And when I see you, it lifts me. And I'm going, oh.
People tell me that, too.
I said, thank
you. That's important.
He said he
you
was
have a
school
light.
Teacher.
You have a light. You have
he
a light.
He said he was a school teacher.
Oh, and he definitely needed to have some encouragement.
Oh, excuse me.
That's the God in you, ladies.
And
you know,
he said you know. That... Mm-hmm. And you know that made, and I says, you know what? I says, I'm here for you.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
that's beautiful.
I don't
know. You're here to serve.
I'm here to serve.
Yes.
Whatever I could do, I always pray, Lord, let me be a blessing to somebody.
Yes.
So if you ask to be a blessing to somebody, you have to let him use you the way he needs to use you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because if you pray for something, he's going to give it to you.
Exactly.
But you got to know that, hey,
yes.
And when that person came, you were like, oh, Lord, thank you. You know, just a stranger.
Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful.
It is.
Wow. So being an entrepreneur, let's talk about you being an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. How has that journey been for you in your faith walk?
It's been beautiful.
Beautiful.
You know, it has. And I talk to people, you know. You know, that I might be driving, you know, in my business.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have to say, man, when I tell people how I came about it, I feel like I'm patting myself on the back.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not doing that.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, the way it happened is, you know, I rose in the rank of 40, 50 guys.
Amen.
Where I was the most requested
driver,
you know,
wow.
with this particular company. And, you know, it people tell me that it was, you know, just something about me. And that's why I say it.
That's
like
God.
I'm patting myself on the back.
No, that God in you.
That humbleness.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes. And when he said, if you humble yourself, he will exalt you.
Absolutely.
But if you poke that puff, you're going to fall.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But when you humble yourself before man, he will exalt you.
Absolutely.
And that's what he did. He elevated you because of your humility.
And because I want to serve. Like you
people don't like to serve.
So when
they want you to serve them, but they don't want you to. But they don't, you know, serve
Absolutely.
Me. But they don't. But no, you need to give back.
Yeah.
You need to learn to give.
Humble.
I love
so
that.
Humble.
But the business, you know, it went from there. You know,
Amen.
Because you know I was at this company, and you know I rose to the ranks, and you know people requested that I, you know, because
I requested you. I said, Billy, my girls is going to prom,
uh-huh.
Billy.
Yep.
All three of them. I said, Billy, we got another last one.
Yes.
Even mom,
no,
even with mom's. Her funeral and everything. You just was always there. You just, you're amazing.
Well, you
always
was,
come through.
That
your
was
family.
All love there.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you had your daughter. She helped you in the business?
Yes, she did. Yeah. She did. Ambria did help. She, you know, she was a little, you know, unsure, you know, because mm-hmm. Ambria, you know, the little
She has a personality
child.
Too, though.
Yeah.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she does. She does. But she, you know, she agreed.
Mm-hmm.
And,
she,
you know, people began to, you know,
Mama
take
Braxton.
Care also, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Toni Braxton's mother.
Mother Braxton.
Oh, I love her.
That
love
was
her.
Amp. She loves her. Where's Amp? Amp. She wanted Amp to drive her.
That's beautiful.
I did a little greeting here every now and then at the airport for him when he had, like, something almost back-to-back. And
Amen.
Just, you know, to hear his clients mm-hmm. talk about him mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and how they are so grateful for him. Amen. It lets me know that the Christ in him, mm-hmm. he shows mm-hmm. it when he's out there.
Yes.
It's not about Amen. Billy, but it's mm-hmm. about service Amen. And about, Amen. You know.
And that's God why you've been doing him. It for so long successfully yes. because of your yes. heart posture.
Absolutely.
You know, and Absolutely, that's brother. Everything. That's mm-hmm. everything. And then your daughter, in return, is spilled over.
Yeah.
You know, because yeah. your cup was filled and it was flowing. It flowed from her.
Absolutely.
Down. That's beautiful. That's awesome. Wow, I love that.
She
wow.
eventually kind of said, oh, okay, Dad, I'm, mm-hmm. no, it's enough for me mm-hmm. now.
But she served as long as she needed to serve.
She did.
Right.
Whenever I needed mm-hmm. her.
And she was and there.
She and she season. Knows the business. So mm-hmm. If we wanted to continue, we would be able to because the clientele
mm-hmm.
And the trust that
the trust is already
her.
There.
Mm-hmm. But
yeah.
she don't want
That's
to.
Beautiful.
No, she don't want to. She got a little family now.
Yeah, she got her husband and baby.
We got that little baby.
Yeah. Little
we
baby and a husband.
Pawpaw's baby.
Pawpaw's baby. Yes. That's beautiful.
That's icing on the cake.
That's Pawpaw's baby.
I love it. I love it. Wow.
But it has been a blessing to me.
Well, Billy, I love those socks. I wish the people could see those socks. Super cute.
Just throw that leg at
they were talking about the socks earlier. Super cute. Those socks are cute. You got the little face, you know, the little emojis. You got the emojis on the socks, you guys. Got the emojis on the socks. You know, so tell me more about just pivoting in your marriage. Did you ever have to have a time where you have to pivot in your marriage?
Hmm. I'm sure we have. How many, you know? Well, yeah, we pivoted because at one point, you know, I was wanting her to start a business. Mm-hmm. You know, I was wanting her to start okay. a business, but you know, she was doing what she wanted to do, and I didn't want to try and you should do this, you know, mm-hmm, that type mm-hmm. of thing. Wanted her to do it on her own, mm-hmm. but she wasn't ready. But yes. At that time,
yes.
you know, so I guess the pivot was that I was like, okay, hey, I want to do it, and I'm just gonna go and do
yes.
my thing.
Wow,
you know?
Okay.
So I pivoted to myself and just started my business.
Yeah,
you know?
And
but it's go ahead, babe.
And Robert, he stayed on me, and I tell him it's not my season.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
it
mm-hmm.
wasn't my season, mm-hmm. and it wasn't my time.
It was his time.
It wasn't my season, mm-hmm. and it was not my time. Mm-hmm. And you know. And he had to understand it. So at that moment, when he went into, because he was in aerospace for mm-hmm. years, and when he got out of aerospace and he started the limousine services, mm-hmm. see, God opened that door for him to do mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. I still had to be mom.
Mm-hmm.
I still had to raise kids. I still had to take care of the house. So he made that, open that door for him to do what he has to do because it wasn't my time to go through that yet.
That's beautiful. And you knew that. You
and
felt
I knew
it.
That. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, Lord, you do what you have
mm-hmm.
to do.
Mm-hmm.
He has to see what you want him to see.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be your time, and it's not our time, and it's mm-hmm. not my time or his time.
Mm-hmm. But maybe that entrepreneurship that you saw was within yourself.
Yeah.
And sometimes we see things, but he loved you so much, he saw it in you.
Right.
But actually, it was within yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because I was already
mm-hmm.
into in that working in that industry, and he saw how I was with people,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
the people skills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't think he had those skills,
and
but see, God showed him different.
He showed him different, and that's one of the things that I have found that. When it's so powerful because we tend to like want something for our spouses
mm-hmm.
that God has said, but I need you to reflect on yourself. That self reflection, like wow,
mm-hmm.
let me within myself. And he saw something with God. God knew what he had in you all
Absolutely.
Along, but
Absolutely.
He wanted to show you what he had in you all along.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And a lot of times we love so much because we were sharing about the love that she has and she does have it, but then God wanted us to start loving us because not that we don't love us. But
right.
sometimes we don't really, we're like, okay, I'm going to be behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
God said, no, I'm trying to pull you out in front.
Mm-hmm.
But I noticed with men, they like to, my husband, you go out, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being behind. And, you know, but I love that the fact that you did go forth. Because some men are supposed to be behind. And, you know, and it's okay as far as behind the scenes, not behind,
support.
You know. It's
right. Support. You know, more support.
Yes. You know, and it's, but I love that God showed you yourself and you were able to walk in it. You embraced it.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that you saw within her, you were able to, because you guys both have it. You have the joy. You have the drive. You have right. everything it takes mm-hmm. that, you know. The discipline too, yeah. because mm-hmm. it's not always easy,
no,
you know, mm-hmm. being an entrepreneur, you know, because you know, getting up and go, you know, sometimes you don't want to do it, but you have to press your way and have that, absolutely. You know, keep going and not to give up. I love
right.
that.
And I had to, you know, hey babe, what's your schedule?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you have a pickup? Don't you have this? Mm-hmm. Don't you have that? So I kind of had to help in that way, you know, so it wouldn't be so stressful
mm-hmm,
for him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So you guys really had the business together,
of course,
just because it was because the oneness was still there.
Yes.
It's just not the way you saw it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. She was just more, I was doing the business,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
but she was more of a behind the scenes
mm-hmm,
support,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Very, which is great
yeah.
because
yeah.
you need that
that's
part. Yeah. Without that part, I'm telling you, I wouldn't be able to do this without my husband.
Mm-hmm.
This would not be possible.
you got to pick up
come
at
on.
10 o'clock.
Yes.
And here it is, 6 o'clock. You want to get you a nap.
Mm-hmm.
You got to let me know. So, hey.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. yeah.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock. Hey, baby,
mm-hmm.
you gotta
mm-hmm.
get up. You know, you got a 10 o'clock pickup.
Yes, yes, yes. That's beautiful.
So you can be awake.
Yes,
and you can be refreshed.
Yes, and ready.
Jump up at the last minute mm-hmm. or miss out on it. So mm-hmm. I think that what kept
miss
the business
out on
growing.
It. That's
too.
What I love. So you don't miss out on that
right.
blessing that God has,
and it keeps
absolutely.
The business
absolutely.
Growing because
mm-hmm.
that person, the ball keeps. Going, oh, you know, he's a good. He's always on time. He's mm-hmm. this and he's that,
mm-hmm.
and to the point where he learned the airport.
Mm.
And hey, you coming in, I want to pick you up upstairs instead
yes.
of downstairs.
Yes.
So it's things that he learned throughout
mm-hmm.
the business.
Mm-hmm.
Shortcuts, a whole
yes.
lot of stuff.
Yes.
Which
that's
is, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's so true. That's exciting. I'm excited for you.
Yep.
Wow.
Thank you,
Robin. Wow. So, wow. Well, you know, I think that it's important to allow people to grow, evolve. You know, we're all evolving.
Mm-hmm.
We all are going through different things and learning to pivot and change and do different things in life. And change is always, you know,
it's
change
always
is always good. It's always good. And you guys been married for 43 years.
Yeah.
How would you say that, how could you describe, like, times where you felt like you had to evolve as one was evolving, you know, one was growing? Because you guys were together since, you said, 14 and a half, well, almost, right?
15,
a little later,
15,
16
yeah.
right? So, like, you guys have grown together.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
how can you share with the people and let them know, you can, I mean, literally decades after decades after decades, you guys have been together. So
mm-hmm.
how can you say through each decade, because things are shifting and changing, how did you guys evolve? How did, with the evolution that's happened in your marriage and in your family life, having children, it was shifts
right.
there, being
yeah.
being parents, you know, raising children. And you guys always kept Christ first, you know,
mm-hmm.
always was faithful at church.
Well,
you know.
Well, I'll say, Robin, that, you know, I didn't have Christ first after I grew up. And once I
mm-hmm.
got out on my own,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, as I'm sure a lot of people can attest to, you
mm-hmm.
know, that you know, we kind of step away
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
from Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my thing, you know, when
mm-hmm.
I, you know, went off to finish college and
mm-hmm.
went off to St. Louis as an engineer. You know, I kind of stepped away. I was just kind of
mm-hmm.
doing my thing.
Mm-hmm.
But she came, you know, when she finished school and came,
mm-hmm.
she brought me
mm-hmm.
back into it.
Yeah.
And so
mm-hmm.
so I say the pivot for me was when she came and you know, was that spiritual,
mm-hmm.
you know, force that, you know, not that I had fallen or given up on Christ,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, I mean, train up a child as he, you know, in the way he should go. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when he's old, he won't depart from it. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened.
Yes.
I had been trained up that way. Mm-hmm. But I had just kind of, you know, as an adult, you know, and the way some of the old folks you say, I was smelling myself, you know. So, you know, I was doing my own thing. But having her, you know, come, when she came up, she, you know, she never left the church, you know. She continued, you know, brought us back, came up, you know, we found a church in St. Louis, we started attending, and, you know, I mean, it gave me back that which I knew was within me that, you know, I was raised with. So, you know, that was a pivot for me to just come back
I love that.
To Christ.
And I love how you shared that testament, because sometimes you do step away.
Yes,
and you have to explore, you know, you're growing, you know, like, let me see how it is out here. And you realize, oh, I cannot do nothing without Christ. I am nothing without Christ.
Right.
Yes. My grandfather was singing this song. It was funny, when I was growing up, I would go visit my grandfather, and he always was saying, without God, I can do nothing without God. I'll be like a ship without a sail.
Without a sail.
And
absolutely.
Every time I was with my grandfather, even if I go, Gramps, can I get money? He'll hand me the money. Without God, he'll just sing the song to me. And to this day, he was planting something in me. He was just teaching me, Robin, yes, I'm providing you with this, but without God, I couldn't. Without God, and you can't. And what God was showing you, even though you went away for a season, you realize, hold on, without God, I can't do nothing.
And I found out.
And you know, because sometimes we think, I got this. And then you realize, we don't have nothing without God. You need Christ as your God. You need Christ to lead you. You know, Isaiah talks to us, let us know that there's no true provision without him guiding us. You know, we cannot have it. You know, if we really want to be successful and prosper, we need to have his guidance. We need Christ as our guide to follow him. Because we are followers of Christ.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We are followers of Christ, and that's where our true success comes from. That's when we follow his direction, follow him even in our life. And even though she recognized, I'm going to do what I need to do, and in return, that draws you, like, hold on, my wife, hold on, let me see. Yeah. I love how you did that. I love that. That's very beautiful.
I think that happened, you know, today with a lot of men. I say men. I'm sure, you know, it can go the other way. But I think it happened with a lot of men, you know, where, you know, and I think that's probably why you see more ladies in church, you know, than you do men. But, you know, it happened where, you know, the wife is going to church, and, you know, the man, you know, sees that and know that there's something happening there, you know, more so than football games on Sunday.
What's funny, like, today is Super Bowl Sunday. Yeah. But what's funny is that I remember my dad, I remember I had to get baptized. And my mom said, okay, so your daughter's getting baptized today. And my dad was like, okay, so is this football game is more important than your daughter's baptism? And my mom said that to my dad, and that's all she said. My daddy he went to the service to see me get baptized. And from that day on, he would beat my mother to church. He would. So that me getting baptized actually was a pivot for my father. And he would beat my mother to church. And you know, and it's and so amazing.
And became one of our good deeds.
Yes.
Right, right.
You know, it's amazing how God would do that.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and I remember just, my dad was just that support. He would pass out that candy at the door. The women would say, I miss your daddy, that smile. You know, he would pass give the candy to the people.
And if there was a baptism, he was going to make sure
that water was just right.
Just right.
And that's
man,
it.
Fool.
My daddy, he's that man.
He was dedicated.
He was very amazing. Faithful. Very faithful. And that choir, I remember that march.
Yeah.
He had that certain march. Yes, when he was strolling on in there. Those good memories.
And mama would have him clean from head to toe.
Yes, sharp. He was sharp.
Cleaner than a white rabbit at Easter.
Yes.
Go ahead,
perfect example of your father, you know, of how men, you know, are drawn back in.
Yes. Well, I'm thankful for you both. If you wanted to share something with the people, especially, you know, younger couples that are, you know, are trying to get to the 43-year year celebration. I'm going to call it the celebration, because it's a blessing to be able to be married for 43 years. Me and my husband is 27, so 43, I can't wait.
That's a blessing as well.
Yes, it is.
But what would you give? What would you leave with them to really, Carolyn, to really help someone, to encourage, let them know that you can do this as a woman? You got this, girl.
First of all, you have to stay in Christ.
Amen, amen.
Amen. You have to know your worth.
Amen. That's it.
We love hard. Mm-hmm. They do too. Amen. And sometimes we don't recognize certain things and that we want them to do or see right away. Mm-hmm. Don't give up because they do.
Amen.
And the most important thing I can say is just love them.
Amen.
Unconditionally.
Amen.
Listen and love. It's okay to agree to disagree.
Yeah. And it's okay. Listen. It's a safe place.
And love.
It's how you present the disagree. You don't allow it to turn into an argument when you disagree. Yeah. Well, work through it.
And that's the part that I've learned over the years of being married. When you don't agree and it's okay to disagree, if you see it's finna turn into something, just say, hey, you know what? We don't see eye to eye right now. I'm gonna go in the room because I got some stuff I need to do. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure you got something that you need to do. But at the same time, while I'm in that room,
I hear you.
I'm thinking about what he said.
Doing a reflection.
Thinking about how I can understand it and asking God at the same time, okay, help me to see this.
Yes.
Give me the answers.
Yes.
And if it's not the way that it's supposed to be, let me know what I need to do so I can take it back to him.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's a healthy way.
And let him know.
Because a lot of times women, they don't. And they try to prove their point. They don't go to God. Mm-hmm. And it was funny, just the other day, something happened with me and my husband. And I thought it was his fault. I really was like,